When the new Congress convenes next year, Senate Republicans may move towards silencing, one of the most powerful ways lawmakers have of expressing their dissent, or to frustrate an elected majority, depending on your point of view. The right to talk and talk and talk. The rules of filibuster may change with regard to the hiring of federal judges. President Bush is expected to renominate some of the same candidates for the federal bench that he couldn't get confirmed in the last term. Many of those nominations never came to a vote because several Democrats filibustered. Talked so long, a vote couldn't be taken. Now Senate Republicans have threatened to limit any effort to filibuster. That could give Senate Republicans more power to confirm key appointments, including the next opening on the Supreme Court. Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers University. He joins us from the studios there in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And I resorted to the dictionary, the American Heritage Dictionary, that describes the filibuster as the use of obstructionist tactics, especially prolonged speech-making, for the purpose of delaying legislative action. You comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate description.
How would a move like this limit the power of the minority to register dissent? They can certainly still stand up and speak.
What the proposal is, the so-called nuclear option, which is a rather dramatic term to apply to a rather dreary procedural matter, mm-hmm. is to exempt from the filibuster all nominations, treaties, and virtually anything coming from the White House. It would not apply, let's say, to an ordinary bill. So they're targeting specifically nominations, things on what the Senate calls its executive calendar.
Would Senate Republicans, if they want to bring judicial nominees to a vote, do they have any option short of what has been characterized the nuclear option?
No, and I think that the fact that there are only 55 Republicans means that in the ordinary course of events, if all Democrats were to stand fast in the ranks, the Republicans could not get a nomination through.
Let me put you on the spot a little bit, Professor. I can remember a time when filibusters were seen as frustrating, for example, the great civil rights legislation of the 1960s. And senators like Hubert Humphrey, who were in favor of it, would stand up and say to his colleagues from the segregationist South, you were standing in the way of the people.
I think that's right. And I think the filibuster had been identified with the sort of legendary Southern orators who would, using the very liberal rules of debate in the Senate, not just stand up and talk, addressing their comments to the objections to the bill itself, but also to do things like read from the Bible or to quote rather lengthy and complicated Cajun recipes, as Senator Allen Ellender of Louisiana did. Yes, it was. But even
interestingly, wasn't Strom Thurmond famous for being able to hold his bladder?
Yes, in fact, he holds the current record of about 24 hours for a filibuster. It was a rather remarkable achievement.
Wow.
And it was directed against the Civil Rights Act of 1957, which, interestingly enough, wasn't a terribly radical or far-reaching piece of civil rights legislation, and it ultimately did pass. Mm-hmm. And he methodically dehydrated himself. And he was tempted by Senator Paul Douglas of Illinois, who would walk by with an icy pitcher of orange juice to try to tempt him to drink.
Well, Professor Baker, are there Republicans who are saying, look, this might seem like a good idea now, but what about, let's say, 12 years from now, when there might be a Democrat in the White House and 60 Democratic senators?
I think that's an argument that certainly has come up in the minds of Republican senators. And, you know, it's not even so much a party thing. It's an individual thing. There are times in which one senator finds himself or herself in a very lonely position and finds that the only thing that senator can do is filibuster to stop his colleagues from doing something that he considers to be odious or unwise. So I think the Senate being such an individualistic body, my guess is that many Republicans are saying, do we really want to proceed with this or just use this nuclear option as a kind of negotiating ploy to make the Democrats more tractable?
It sounds as if you don't expect this to happen.
I really don't expect it to happen. I think that the consequences of really pushing this would be just too costly for the institution. I'm not even sure the White House is terribly enthusiastic about this either, because if this were to take place, the Democrats would just give no quarter on anything. They would give no quarter on tort reform. They would give no quarter on Social Security reform or tax reform. And it would really simply make the Senate a much bloodier and contentious place than it is now.
Ross Baker, professor of political science at Rutgers University, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.